Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, September 24th, 2013, and this is Joe Clark, SFO Council 11 volunteer reporting. The fall meeting of the United Master Executive Council will take place in Chicago during the week of October 21st at the Hyatt Rosemont. Your local council president, joined by the 14 other presidents from around our system, will address the business of our union and the issues that are important to you. We encourage members to witness our democratic process by attending their local council meetings and the MEC meeting if you are in the Chicago area. Scheduled times for your local council's meeting and the MEC agenda will be posted on our website soon. Union Plus is offering a disaster relief grant of $500 to program participants affected by the recent floods in Colorado. Members who are a part of Union Plus credit card, insurance, or mortgage programs are able to apply for this grant by providing they, 1, have been a victim of the severe weather in counties designated by FEMA as qualifying for individual assistance, 2, have experienced a significant loss of income or property within the last 6 months due to the disaster, 3, have had a Union Plus credit card, Union Plus insurance policy, or Union Plus mortgage for at least 12 months with the account or policy in good standing. Also, please be up to date on payments. And 4, describe his or her circumstances and document the income or property loss. To apply for the disaster relief grant, union members who participate in before mentioned programs should call the Union Plus credit card at 1-800-622-2580 and the Union Plus mortgage at 1-800-472-2005 and Union Plus insurance at 1-800-472-2005. Also, as a reminder, our AFA CWA Disaster Relief Fund has been extended to AFA CWA members and retirees affected by the floods in Colorado. More questions can be found on our website. We've been receiving a number of questions in the MEC office from flight attendants who have been told they must wear their name bars insignia at all times. Section 16.F of our contract provides flight attendants may remove their names and name bar insignias when off the aircraft. Keep in mind that this requirement of our contract should not be confused with requirements to wear your ID badge while on airport property. While name insignia are to be worn on the aircraft, ID badges are not to be worn while on the aircraft. Should you have additional questions, please contact your local council office. And it's that time of year again. The annual AB rotation letters are expected to be published by the company by the end of this week. Section 10.A.2 of our contract defines this assignment process, which is the first step in our annual vacation bidding. Vacation bidding will open on October 29th, as set forth in Section 18.E of our contract. Monday, Super Typhoon Usagi swept through Hong Kong. The typhoon sustained high winds, and United proactively adjusted the schedule to avoid the worst of the storm. Operations in Hong Kong have resumed, and all United flight attendants are safe and accounted for. Thanks all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.